Israel is pressing ahead with its onslaught on the Gaza Strip. At least 7 more people have been killed in the latest Israeli air raids, bringing the death toll to 114. About 800 people have also been injured in the Israeli attacks on the coastal strip. The Israeli Prime Minister says he will not give in to international pressure to halt the attacks on Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu says the attacks will continue until rocket fire stops. Meanwhile, there are signs that Tel Aviv is preparing for a ground incursion into Gaza. Several people have been arrested during clashes in the West Bank between Israeli forces and Palestinian demonstrators. The protesters were angry about Tel Aviv's onslaught on Gaza. Israeli forces used tear gas, stun grenades, and rubber bullets against the protesters. 7 Palestinians have been wounded in the clashes. In Syria, several militant factions affiliated with what the West calls the moderate rebel groups have pledged allegiance to ISIL terrorists. A 1,000 brigade moved to the ISIL stronghold city of Raqqa last week. The defections raised questions about the U.S. military support for what it classifies as moderate militants. Staying with Iraq, at least 28 people, including 4 women and 2 children, have been killed in a twin bombing in the northern city of Kirkuk. At least 21 people were injured in the attacks. No group has claimed responsibility for the deadly incident. In Egypt, 2 supporters of the ousted former president Mohamed Morsi have been killed in clashes in Cairo. Officials say the pro-Morsi protesters were killed in clashes with local residents opposed to the Muslim Brotherhood. Health officials say 3 people were also injured. In Afghanistan, a U.S. drone attack has killed at least 2 people in the eastern province of Kunar. A local official said the victims were Taliban militants. The Afghan people and the country's officials have protested about the civilian casualties on numerous occasions, but the U.S. drone attacks continue unabated. And the World Health Organization has reported 19 new cases of Ebola in West Africa in just 3 days this week. The UN agency says the deadly virus has killed 539 people since the outbreak began in February. Regional leaders have agreed to step up a fund to control the virus.